of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
It's time to begin our coverage of high school football tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight it will be Highway 275 conference action, Missouri 8-man football. The Rockport Blue Jays, the number 2 ranked team in the state. They are a scoring explosion this year and a sound defensive team. They're on the road at Mound City to take on the Panthers. Homecoming for the Panthers tonight at Seglinski Field in Mound City. We'll kick it off at 7 o'clock, but first a visit with the coaches. We will begin with the visiting coach, Dalton Jones, the head coach of the Rockport Blue Jays. After that, we'll hear from Mound City coach Taylor Standiford. We'll find out what their thoughts are on tonight's matchup. It's Rockport at Mound City, kickoff 7 o'clock. Back to start the visit with the coaches after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
It's time now to visit with the coaches. We'll begin with the visitors tonight, the Rockport Blue Jays, down at Mound City, Seglinski Field, to take on the Panthers. Coach Dalton Jones joins us here. Coach, it has been a big year for your Rockport Blue Jays. You have played some of the best teams 8-man has to offer in Missouri, and you have come through the first two-thirds of the season unscathed. Congratulations, and tell me about things so far with Rockport.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's been a fun year so far. I mean, our guys are buying in to the process of a season, the process of what we do, and they've been working hard in practice, and the hard work that we've put in over the course of these 6, 7, even 8 weeks, if you go to preseason, mm-hmm. Starting to pay off, and we're just seeing guys, prosper and bloom out on the field, and it's been a joy to watch. It's been a pleasure to coach these guys and watch them grow. Still got a long way to go, but we're still, but so far it's been great. We've had some tough games for sure. That's for darn sure. The first game, was a sort of a track meet, and we kind of honed it back in for the next couple weeks after that, and then played two really tough teams the last 2 weeks, and came out on top. But we've had guys step up. Ryder Heron's had a great year so far defensively and offensively. Corbin Jacob has stepped up into a role as a quarterback on offense and really commanded our offense. Brock Holmes has been running well as a sophomore. I mean, he's out there running really, really hard, and Jack Markworth catching a lot of passes for us, and and doing well. We've got some guys on defense that are just flying around making tackles. Gabe Gephardt is really playing well on the defensive line. I mean, and he's just a sophomore as well. Tayden Cook has been hurt off and on a little bit, but he's come in and really played well for us as well, in spots. And we've had some other guys come off the bench and just, maybe not get the glory, of their name in the paper, but they're coming, into the games and coming in with the right attitude and trying to be selfless out there and just play for the team. And, it's just been a fun group to coach so far, I don't think they're satisfied. I don't think they're getting complacent either. I think they just want to keep working and get better. So, we've got another opportunity to do that tonight.
It's a really good mix of veterans and young players on your team too. That bodes well for not just this year, but the next few years.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we've got a good junior class, good senior class, but we are going to lose some key parts next year. But we're playing a lot of sophomores. We're even getting some, one or two freshmen rolled in every once in a while, but we've got a good underclass, we've got a good group of underclassmen that are really getting to play a ton of football, and those juniors have played a ton of football as well. So, that does bode well for us going forward. We've got a good group of captains that are really trying to hold each other, just the captains and the rest of the team accountable. And they're really taking command of this team, and we just like the direction we're headed. It's super fun and super rewarding to watch guys step up into leadership roles and take ownership of their team.
The numbers you put up offensively, scoring wise, have just been eye popping this year. 66 again last week, and you're averaging well over 60 points a game at last time I checked. But let's talk about that defense, because I mean, you shut down some good teams. I mean, in an eight-man football, shutting a team down, if they get 20 points or even 30 points, sometimes that's considered shutting them down. But your kids on defense have played very well.
Yeah, they have. It really starts up front with sort of our anchor, Ryder Heron. I mean, he doesn't have a ton of stats. I mean, when you go look at the stat book, you go, okay, well, he's maybe – I don't even know how many tackles he has. I mean, it's not like eye popping when you look in the stat sheet, but what he does, watch our games. I mean, he's out there wrecking house, or he's doing the best he can to do that. He's really a force down there. I mean, Gabe Gephardt is another side of that comes in and he's getting through the line, or at least getting some penetration in the line, and that helps us out a ton. And then we've got another D tackle, Bracken Cook. We rotate Desmond Chaney in there too. Those guys, play a key role in just trying to hold a gap, and they do that well. I'm very, it starts really up there for us defensively, but then the back end of us, I mean, those guys just got to rally to the football, and we see those guys really trying to hustle to the ball. They're trying to do their jobs right. They're not always correct. They're always, I mean, they're kids. They're going to make mistakes, but they learn from those mistakes really quickly, and they're trying to do the right things. They're trying to get to the ball and be physical, and that's what we try to take pride in, is just being physical on defense. And so we feel like if we can control the line of scrimmage, or really work the line of scrimmage, we can be physical throughout an entire game. And typically, I mean, those guys are just, they really work hard to stay in shape too, and that helps us out a ton, especially when we get to the fourth quarter. So yeah, our defense has been playing well. Again, not perfect, but we're going to keep working and keep trying to chase some of that. So far, yeah, it's been fun.
What are your concerns tonight with Mound City? It's their homecoming. They've only got the two wins. They played a very tough schedule, but they'll give you their best effort.
Oh yeah, no, they're going to give us their best shot. I think we said that earlier. We've talked about guys are going to give us their best shot from this point on. We're towards the tail end of the regular season. We've had a great season so far. Got a couple wins that are impressive, but so now teams are just going to start throwing the book at us, and there might be some stuff on there that we didn't prepare for. We weren't able to prepare for, so we just got to be ready for anything. I expect them to run the ball. I expect them to try to establish the run early. We just got to make sure we're we're making good tackles. I don't know if we tackled super well last week, so that was my challenge to him this week, is just, you know, get to the ball, make a good hard tackle, and, you know, get up, do it again the next play. So, you know, I think that'll be huge for us tonight to do that, especially with a team that's going to run the ball like Mount City is. So that's a huge key for us, is just get to the ball, fly to the ball, and make good tackles.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Back with more of a pregame show. We'll turn our attention to the Mount City Panthers and Coach Stanford coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Mound City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mound City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt, Mound City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mound City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mound City.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Mount City Coach Taylor Stanford as the Panthers tonight have their homecoming football game, and they are hosting the Rockport Blue Jays tonight. Coach, the season so far, we talked about it throughout the season during the coaches show, you've had one of the toughest schedules in Missouri 8-man football this year. It seems like week in and week out, with the exception of maybe one game, you're playing a team that's ranked in the top 10. A couple of wins, but it's not been easy this year, certainly.
No, it hasn't been, but I feel like our guys have done a good job knowing that going into each week, and we just continue to get better as the season's gone on.
You've had kind of a plug-and-play situation, too. You've had kids, I don't know how many concussions your kids have had this year. It seems like more than you want to count. One is more than you want to count, but you've seemed to have more than your fair share of them this year. Now some other injuries, you're moving kids in. You've changed quarterbacks, you've changed running backs, you've had linemen in and out. It's been no doubt a struggle week to week, just keeping knowing who's on the medical list and who's eligible to play.
Yeah, it has been. You know, it's kept it interesting this year, that's for sure. Just staying on top of that, and, you know, getting these guys prepared every week. But they've done a good job of just knowing that, hey, it's the next man up. If somebody goes down.
I used the wrong word there. I said eligible. They're eligible. They're just not healthy enough to play at times this year. So
right.
There's a big difference there in high school, obviously. Rockport comes in here. Tell me your concerns about what they do.
You know, offensively, they like to score, and they like to score quick. They do a really good job setting up some pass plays and hitting you deep over the top. We got to do a good job making sure that we're behind everybody there. But then up front with our D-line and linebackers, we got to do a good job of reading their guards, making sure that we're flowing and filling those gaps.
What I saw on their defense a couple weeks ago when we had their game down at South Holt, they rushed the quarterback pretty well, and they ball hawked pretty well in that defensive backfield.
Oh, yeah, they do. Their defensive line is very aggressive. They do a good job of getting off blocks there. And as you said, their defensive backs, they come flying around, flying up to the football. They do a good job of tackling. We got to make sure that our guys were blocking to the whistle so that, you know, we can get some one-on-one matchups.
Mm-hmm. And your kids do a good job. You're playing a different quarterback tonight, although he's played before. So you're moving some kids around again, but at least it's a little bit better this time. You're starting Henry Smith, the quarterback, but he has a little experience there, and has shown he can handle the position pretty well for being a freshman.
Yeah, he does. He does a really good job. You know, last time, you know, I think you guys were over, and he played there against East Ashton, mm-hmm. did a really good job for us. And then he came in second half against DeKalb for us and also did a really good job there, quarterback. So, you know, we're excited for him tonight. And, you know, it allows us to do a little bit different things offensively.
Mm-hmm. We talk about this all the time. It's homecoming for the Panthers tonight. So I think, if I remember right, you guys do all that stuff pregame. So that will be out of the way once the game starts. And other than the coaching staff, it'll be a big crowd. Everybody will be enjoying it. You'll be down there wringing your hands going, why are we doing this at all?
Yep, I'm sure.
It's a good time, but it'd be nice to be a huge crowd night, too. Rockport, their fans are going to travel well. Their kids are playing well, undefeated. Mound City always gets a good crowd, plus homecoming. It'd be a tremendous atmosphere tonight.
Yes, it will. You know, our fans do a great job for us. We're going to need them to be loud tonight for us. You know, that's one thing with the Rockport, when we've played them in the past, they do some of the motion stuff on offense. We've got them to jump quite a few times just from our fans being loud and our guys on the field talking. So we just need that atmosphere to be electric tonight.
And as far as your football team, obviously you guys like to run the football. You've shown some passing ability, but as we talked about when we did your game a couple weeks ago, you'd love to just play keep away all night long, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's one of the easiest ways to keep a team from scoring a bunch of points if you have the ball. You know, keep that ball, control the clock, control the game speed, make the game go as fast as you want it to.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks, John.
Back with the rest of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Most people agree, it feels good to feel clean. Community Medical Center in Falls City is celebrating and honoring their housekeeping staff as they were recently rated as the top hospital in the nation with 5-star cleanliness. Community Medical Center knows how critical it is for healthcare facilities to maintain a properly clean and infection-free facility and is proud to be the only hospital in the area to receive this top 5-star cleanliness award from Becker's Healthcare. CMC, taking care of you down to every last detail. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from Seglinski Field in Mound City. It is Highway 275 Conference High School football, 8-man football tonight here in Mound City, Missouri. Good evening, John Nixon, along with you here
as the Mound City Panthers are celebrating homecoming tonight, and they are hosting the undefeated and second-ranked Rockport Blue Jays, a team on a roll, to say the least. They are 6-0 on the year, and they are scoring points like nobody's business. Our presenting sponsor for the broadcast is Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement is your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska for parts, sales, and service. See Bruna Implement also serving you from 5 locations in northeast Kansas. Let's get right to it here. We've had an interesting start to our getting post written ready here tonight. So we will get to this here so I can find all of my stuff that I've thrown around here out of the way. That's where it's at, back here behind me. We've had people come in trying to get us set up and everything else. Here we go. Let's look at the visitors tonight for Rockport. Coach Dalton Jones, offensive starter tonight, will include a number of players. They will be up front at the end. We'll see Jack Meyercourt, the 150-pound sophomore, Kendon Melton, 151 and a senior. Now, in the backfield, Corbin Jacobs, 170-pound senior. Running back tonight will include Kenton McEnany, 167-pound junior. Brock Holmes, 170, a sophomore. And we'll see Jaden Guy, 160-pound sophomore back there. And up front tonight, we will see at either a tight end or a guard, Gabe Gebhardt, 204-pound sophomore. We'll have Rylan Hunter, 184-pound at one guard. Quentin Jackson, a junior, is at center, 196-pounder, and 182-pound senior. Braxton Cook is at the other guard, a 182-pound senior for the Rockport Blue Jays tonight. All right, now looking at the starting squad for Mound City tonight for the Panthers on offense. At quarterback tonight, freshman Henry Smith, he is in there tonight starting. That's going to move Creighton, and I'm going to ask Corey Miles to join us. Corey, is it Rupe or Rupp? I can never remember.
Ralph.
Great.
I'm pretty sure, but I might get it mixed up.
I had all the right letters. Okay, all right. I know why you don't hear anything. How about that? That's better, probably.
Nope.
No? Well, let me get the right thing here. We'll get it fixed up. You're lined up here. Anyway, let's finish the starters. Ernie Peters at an end, 155-pound junior. We'll have August Meadows, 150-pound senior at one end. We will see, in addition to Smith, at quarterback, we'll have Creighton Ralph in the backfield as a running back tonight, 180-pound junior. Keen Durr, 160, and a senior in the backfield. I also expect we'll see Max Smith, a freshman in the backfield tonight. And up front, sophomore, 185-pound guard, John Guard. Jacob Hall will play on the offensive line tonight. He's a senior. We'll have Scott Manley at one guard, 180-pound sophomore. We'll also see Cody Gillenwater, a 240-pound sophomore tonight for Mound City. Another two-minute timeout. I'll be back for the kickoff in Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind you about the importance of proactive care. Regular self-exams and routine mammograms are critical in detecting breast cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't put off scheduling mammograms. Early detection can save your life. Together, we can make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
In our rural farming communities, sharing the road means watching out for slow-moving farm equipment and recreational vehicles. Stay alert, keep your distance, and drive with caution. Let's make our country roads safer for everyone. As we approach harvest season, SBS Insurance wants to remind everyone to drive safe and aware.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6 year old? Sign them up for the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. Starting October 14th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and effective bully defense, and it boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea. Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Zaglinski Field. We apologize for some technical issues we're dealing with here to start the ball game tonight. Mound City kicked off. Rockport has the ball. They've picked up 19 yards on a pair of runs and now a pair of incomplete passes. On that last one, a holding call will push the Blue Jays back outside the Mound City 30 to the 32-yard line. So it's now first down and 20 for Rockport at the Mound City 32-yard line. So here we go back to action. Cross your fingers we can all stay together here the rest of the night. Yes, I hope so. In the pistol, a handoff is going to come to the left side of the formation, and running the ball forward is going to be Brock Holmes. Brock will pick up yardage around that left side inside the 30 to about the 27. He will pick up 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, pretty good play by August Meadows there to shed his defender and be able to make a tackle, or Brock had a lot of room to run.
All right, I think we got her set up here now. Corey Miles joins us here on Superintendent Mound City, and a good friend to have. keep us in going here. Second 15 for the Blue Jays. Put him in wide to the left. That's Meyer Corth. And now it's going to be Jacob, the quarterback, scrambling to the right side. He runs over a Mound City defender, dives forward, gets the first down yardage, and he's all the way down inside the 10. He'll be knocked down at about the 8-yard line. That's a heck of a tough run by that quarterback, Corey.
Yeah, Jacob took the ball, and he had one thing in mind. He was going to get by the Mount City defense there and picked up the first down. He had first and goal for the Blue Jays at about the 8-yard line, looks like.
It was about a 19-yard pickup and a first down for the Blue Jays after that penalty. So now they'll have it first down and goal. Jacob, the quarterback, he lines up. In a pistol, they'll have a receiver to either side of the field, motion man going across, and they will hand the ball off. Coming around from the left to the right is going to be Brock Holmes, and Holmes fights his way inside the 5 and down to about the 1-yard line, gain of 6.
Yeah, another tough run by the Blue Jays there, setting themselves up good. Second and goal from the 1-yard line.
Homecoming. I have been out there early. I think we got a pretty good crowd, as you usually do here at Mount City.
Yeah, pretty good crowd. Rockford brings a good crowd as well, being state-ranked and undefeated so far this year. So good turnout tonight to watch this ball game.
So here come the Blue Jays over the ball, second and goal from the 1. We're down to 8:35 to go in this first quarter, first possession of the ball game. Rockport scoring at an amazing clip this year, over 60 points a game. Here's a throw to the middle and a touchdown. Jacob throws the ball in the middle, and I believe that was Holmes' catch. Was that 11?
Yes, that yep. was Holmes.
Okay, out of the backfield, can't snuck in there, and he'll get the 1-yard touchdown catch for the Rockport Blue Jays. So we got our first score of the game here with 8:26 to go here in quarter number 1. Blue Jays up 6-0 now. Score coming to the 8:26 mark of the first quarter. Now, Jacob has him over the football to go for 2. And he will give the ball off, running the left side, starting in the middle, working to the outside. The run is in for 2 points for the Blue Jays. And again, carrying in there is going to be, I believe, Holmes. It's 8-0 Rockport. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And back at Seglinski Field, first and 15 for Mountain City after procedure call. And Smith drops back to pass, and it's a fluttering pass, and it falls incomplete. Might have been intercepted. Meyercourt's feet went out from under him for Rockport. He had the best chance of that football. Looked like Henry Smith might have slipped court as he threw the ball.
Yeah, and looks like we got a penalty on the play, too. Struck in the passer against Rockport, so that's going to aid 9-30 and picking out the first down.
So penalties all around here in the first possession for Mound City. So it's first and 15. Now it will be first and 10 as we mark off 15 again. Or is that going to be a spot? That's first down. Okay. Okay. Well, we're trying to adjust everything here as we go. Try that. See what happens now. Still too loud? How about that? How about that? What am I turning down here? Well, let's see.
That's better.
Okay. Mound City runs the play on first and 15. First and 10, excuse me. They have the ball now out at the 31-yard line of Rockport. They try a play to the right side. No gain on the play. So Mound City now second and 9 with 7:45 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-0 Rockport with a quick lead. They take the ball and drive down the field 41 yards on their first possession of the ball game here. Mound City lines up the line. Henry Smith, freshman quarterback, behind him tonight. They're going to run an option to the left side and nowhere to go for the freshman quarterback. He gets dumped in the backfield. Moving from quarterback tonight is Creighton Raup. He's a 180-pound junior. Without the services tonight is Mound City of their starting running back. If I can find everybody here, Chauncey Brown not playing tonight for Mound City. So it's we get to this point in the season, Corey, there's players missing on all kinds of teams around this year.
Yeah, and we went to DeKalb last week. Henry came in there in the second half, moved Raup to running back. We did a pretty good job moving the football. See what happens.
Going to call that no gain. Thought he was in the backfield. And coming around the corner is going to be Kane Durr. Kane Durr runs the right side, and Durr will have positive yardage, gain of about 2, maybe 3 yards on the play, and that's about it. A good play by the defense here for Rockport.
Another penalty on Rockport. Looks like a horse collar tackle.
Oh, I didn't see the flag. Good eye.
15-yard penalty against the Blue Jays here to start the game, aiding the Panthers out. That's their shot.
So the Panthers, aided by a couple of 15-yard penalties, have the ball in Rockport territory at the Rockport 31-yard line. First and 10. Any way to keep the drive moving, right?
Correct.
So Mound City, one penalty against them, two on Rockport. As Mound City picking up about 30 yards so far in his drive. Eyes set again. Kane Durr, the fullback, run the ball to the right side with the quarterback on the
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It's fourth down and eight for Mound City from the 29-yard line of the Rockport Blue Jays. Smith back on the right side looking to throw. Lobs it, but it goes out of bounds. Pressure coming his way, nobody open, and Rockport will take over on downs after the incomplete pass. So Mound City, aided by a couple of big penalties, but couldn't get anything going, and Rockport will take the ball first and 10 to their own 29-yard line here.
Yeah, it looks like Mound City was trying to spread that ball out to the right side, and Rockport did a good job pursuing that, putting some pressure on Smith, and couldn't complete the pass.
From the 29-yard line, Rockport over the football now, their second possession. They will split Myerncourt wide to the right side, coming to the near left side. Looks like it's Holmes this time. I believe that's 11. And Corbin Jacob throws a slant to Myerncourt. He slips one tackle, breaks one. He's inside the 25 and taken down. That is one good sophomore receiver.
Yeah, Jack's a very athletic kid, pretty good basketball player. Showing his skills on the football field right now.
That will go as a 29 and 30-yard pickup on the first down play through the air for Rockport. Their second completed pass of the ball game. This time we'll go split left. Two backs offset in the backfield. Snap it back, and the running back takes it. Brock Holmes, nowhere to go. Mounts his defense, steps up, and gets a good stop in the backfield.
Another penalty marker, John, came in there. Looks like it might be face mask on Mound City.
That's unfortunate. That was a loss of a yard. Face mask, both teams struggling with penalties on the defensive side so far.
Five-yard version on this one.
First and five at the Mound City 17, it looks like. 3.5 to play, first quarter. Rockport up 8-0. Jacob back, pump fake. He's going to scramble to the right. Now stops, now throws, and the pass was incomplete inside the 5-yard line. Pretty good defensive coverage by the Mound City backfield.
Yeah, Mound City getting a little pressure on the quarterback, forcing him outside the pocket, and got an incomplete pass for second and six.
Corbett Jacob comes back out with the play from the sideline. Fox stops on the incomplete pass now. Split a man wide to the right out there. That is Myerncourt. Two running backs to the backfield, including Camden McEnany, is back from injury for the Rockport Blue Jays. And the handoff going straight forward with it is going to be Holmes. The ball popped out as the tackle is made. Looked like Mound City fell on it, and the striped shirt says Panther football. So Mound City gets the ball back on the fumble, our first turnover of the ball game.
Holmes is a pretty good runner, scrambling hard to get some extra yardage right there, and Mound City able to strip that ball loose and pick up the recovery, bringing up first and 10 for the Panthers from the Mound City 12-yard line.
So now Mound City with the football back again, their own 12, as Corey said. 3:35 to go here in the opening period. Rockport up 8-0. Henry Smith, freshman quarterback. Start of the game,
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Well, Mound City had a 65-yard touchdown run called back, ran out there by Kane Durr on a block in the back. Now we have a second and 15, and now no gain on this play. And the Panthers have a third and 15 all the way back inside their own 10 of their own 8. The Panthers split the backs of the formation, third down and 15. Smith back, and the play goes right up the middle. They try to pop one in the middle, and nothing doing. The Rockport defense sniffs that out, and no gain for the Panthers on the play.
Yeah, great job by Rockport defense. Looks like Mount City was just trying to run a quick play to get a little yardage to help out on this punt, but looks like it's going to bring up fourth and 15 for Mount City to punt for me.
Panthers to punt it. Standing back inside zone, end zone, is the punter. And they punt it away, and Meyercourt back deep. The ball hits on the Mound City side of the 40, rolls out of bounds, and it will be Blue Jay football in excellent field position with the punt. Took a right-hand turn when it hit. So the clock stops with 1:25 to go in the first. Rockport football at the Mound City 39-yard line. Minute 25 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0, Rockport with the lead here. And here come the Blue Jays over the football. Quarterback is Corbin Jacob. Two receivers left, one to the right, nobody in the backfield except the quarterback on first down. Jacob back, he looks. He's got time now. He's hit as he throws. It's in off the hands of the intended receiver up the field. Brock Holmes is saying, throw that to me again. I'll catch it this time.
Yeah, a little disappointed in himself after that one. He had an easy gain right there, hitting on the hands. But I'm sure they'll go back to him again before the night's over.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they will. Second and 10. Back at the 39. Meyercourt splits wide right out there along with, this time, number 10.
Caden Cook.
Taden's out there with him. Now Corbin Jacob back to pass. He looks. He fires long. It's a high pass, and it is caught. Mount City jumped for the interception, and it came down to the hands of Brock Holmes, and he scores for Rockport from 39 yards out.
So did they go back to him again?
Yeah.
Mount City had an opportunity, both defenders, both Smith and Ralph there. Went right through both of them, and Brock didn't drop this one.
Looked like the jump ball was coming down. It might be a chance for a Mount City interception, but as it turned out, not the case. 39-yard pass play. Jacob with the touchdown pass, this time again going to Brock Holmes. Again, second one of the night. Run it to the left side, and Blue Jays get in there for the two-point try again on the carry that time. I believe that was Jacob on the carry. It's good. It is now 16-0 Rockport. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Mountain City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mountain City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt, Mountain City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mountain City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mountain City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connected, your future. Let them help you protect it. It's a two-play, 39-yard drive that Corbin Jacob to Brock Holmes' touchdown pass with 39 yards. Make it 16-0. Rockport with the lead over Mound City here in the first quarter. A minute 7 to go. And now Myron Court is ready to kick it away. I believe that's Myron Court. Maybe not. No, Cook's going to kick it. All right. High end over end kick, and it comes down to around the 7-yard line. Back for Mound City. Coming up the field with the football is going to be Kane Durr. Kane's out across the 20-yard line, it looks like. So a decent field position here for the Panthers. Out of their own 21. Minute 2 to go here in the first quarter.
That was actually Heath Bierman.
Was it
10 and 8? They looked a lot alike. Or 10 and 18.
Sorry. 18, okay, thank you.
All right.
No, I'm having a bad night.
The same thing.
I'm having a bad night.
All right. We're having a little technical difficulties. We'll get through it.
So here we go. Rockport on the defense. Mound City with the ball. Line them up. Two back set. Henry Smith looking over the defense. And now a ball on the ground. The defense kind of charging in there. And the Panthers.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, back here at Seglinski Field. It is ready to start the second quarter. 16-0 Rockport with the lead here over the Panthers. Panther football. Third down around 15 to go here. We get ready to start the second quarter. Panthers have it back at their own 17-yard line. So, 16-0. Here come the Panthers over the ball. Homecoming night at Mound City. And here come the Panthers on a 3rd and 15, split back set. Henry Smith calls a snap count. He'll roll an option right, wants to throw, does complete, and up very near the first down. A nice catch by August Meadows. Looked like he was brought down maybe a yard short of the marker. Oh, no, he got it. They're going to give it the first down. He needed 15, and that's what he got. And the first down on a play for the night by Mound City. They got a couple on penalty back in the first period. But this time it's a pass play, good for 15 yards and a Panther first down. The Mound City huddle up back of the 20-yard line. Now they got to get out to the got a ways to run here to get back to the ball. 32-yard line, own side of midfield here. Split the back, Smith, misdirection in the backfield, and Ralph on the carry that time? No. Kane Durr again straight ahead. Kane will get a yard, and that's all she wrote. Gain of one on the play. Stout defense by Rockport once again. Fall City's taking heart in action tonight over on sister station KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson up at Adams, Nebraska, where the Irish are taking on the Freeman Falcons tonight. 2nd and 9 here. Split the backs. Coming around to the left side again on the carry is Mound City. And he finally stopped the ball carrier. Short gain, they bounce it outside. And looks like Ralph coming around there. Picks up about 4 on the play. So Mound City now 3rd down and a long 5 to go here at their own 37-yard line. Panthers coming up football. Split backs again near left side. Turn, hand the ball off, and Durr, as he was looking for a hole, he got picked up.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Directorate and Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of
no problem. As we come back here to Siglinski Field, it is going to be an inside handoff to Jack Meyercourt, the sophomore. Comes around, takes the ball around the left side, and he's going to scoot the distance 35 yards for a Rockford score. Put our score at 22-0 near the 9:06 mark of quarter number 2 here tonight at Mound City. Meyercourt is a dangerous player when he's got the ball in his hands. He'll line up in the back. It looks like this time on the 2-point try. And Jacob will keep it, fake the handoff, move forward, step into the end zone for a 2-point conversion. 24-0 Rockport over Mound City. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks,
social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Morning. The recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. Your future, let them help you protect it. It's a one-play drive. It's a Jack Meyercord 35-yard scamper around the left side for the Blue Jays. Corbin Jake with a run on the two-point try to make it 24-0. Here's the kick. And the ball this time headed for the sideline. It gets inbounds, takes a roll, and bounces out of bounds. Vaughn City will have good field position to start their next drive. Vaughn City next week going to head down to Oregon, take on South Holt. We're going to head down that way next week to bring you that ball game. It's been part of my week rearranging schedules because we moved some games on the other side we had planned and got moved to different nights.
Gotcha.
So we go, you understand scramble mode, I'm sure, being a superintendent of a school.
Well, we've seen a lot of 275 conference games the last couple of weeks get moved to Thursday nights due to lack of officials and some on Saturdays. So understandable.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We're going to line them up in a split back set at the 25-yard line. Smith will hand it off, and excellent pursuit by the defense, knocking down the ball carrier in the backfield back near the 20-yard line. Taken down was Creighton Ralph.
Yeah, great job by freshman Logan Ellis to step up for the Blue Jays on that for a loss of 5 for the Panthers. Brings up 2nd and 15.
So we line them up again. 2nd and 15 now. Who was that old man?
Surprise visitor stepping in.
All we need. Oops. Flag down in the defensive backfield. Not the delay game call there. Procedure on Mound City. I did not see what happened there. So with a procedure, make it 2nd and 20. Rockport doesn't need any help.
No, Panthers making it a little hard on themselves with some of the extra penalties tonight. 2nd and 20.
We'll line them up now from the 16-yard line. A little quick pass on the outside to the right. Catching the ball, Creighton Ralph, and he finds a little bit of room, but not much. He'll be out to the 16-yard line, and that's about it.
Mount City hoping to get Ralph in some open field right there, but a good one-on-one tackle by Rockport. Brings up 3rd and 18 for the Panthers from their own 22-yard line.
Pick up of just a couple on the play.
Sorry, 17-yard line.
In the neighborhood. Clock winding at 7:48 of this first half. 24-0, split the back for the Panthers. Smith, the quarterback, around the right side, spins forward, spun down out across the 20-yard line at the 22. He'll pick up about 5 on that play. Gain of 5. Now it's 4th down and long for Mound City. 4th down and about 15 to go. Into punt formation. This time we'll go Ralph. Meyercord back deep to receive the punt for Rockport. Stands back between his 30 and 35-yard line. Snap is good. The punt is away. It's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to hit all the way back to the 21. Meyercord is going to let it roll inside the 15. Mount City dives on it at about the 21-yard line. Nice punt.
That's a good punt by Ralph. Pinning Rockport back deep in their own territory. See what Mount City can do here on the defensive end. And see if Rockport, what they're going to do to attack the Panthers defense here with 6:58 left in the second quarter.
24-0. The Blue Jays have the lead. The ball's back at the just outside the 20-yard line. Ball at the 21. Rockport's been successful on 3 of 4 drives in the ball game thus far. All right, line them up. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Corbin Jacob back. He looks. He's pressured. He's going to run. He has got the 1st down, and they've got him around the jersey And he'll be drugged down at around the 24-yard line. Nice gain on the play.
Yeah, good job by Jacob on the run right there, avoiding a Panther defender in the backfield. Explosive run to bring up first down for the Blue Jays.
Just went back to their 11-yard line, excuse me, start that drive. He moves the ball out to the 23-yard line, so a 12-yard gain and a first down. So the Blue Jays, Jacob, an excellent athlete. He can run it well. He throws it well. He's got weapons to choose from. Turn, hand the ball forward, and skipping through the line and getting around the edge. Myron Korth again runs out of one tackle, hit at midfield, dropped in Panther territory at the Mound City 37-yard line. 20-yard pickup.
Blue Jays using Myron Korth in a variety of ways, splitting him wide, putting him in the backfield, trying to find ways to be creative to get their athletes the football and make them plays.
Clock continues to move as we go into the six-minute mark of this first half here tonight of homecoming at Mound City High School. Quickly up over the ball come the Panthers, the Blue Jays on the right hash mark. Panthers, three down linemen. This time two backs, one on either side of the quarterback, and Corbin Jacob going to keep it, run to the left. He's got the first down. It's a foot race. He gets to the sideline, and he hit by a defender, got away, and he goes into the end zone for a touchdown from 37 yards away. So the Blue Jays, again, showing their offensive prowess here. They are on a roll on offense this year.
Yeah, Jacob did a really good job right there. He had his eyes on the end zone, John. He wasn't going to let a Mount State defender. He laid his lowered his shoulder and made a good run right there to get into the end zone.
He's an excellent combination of speed and power. He's not the strongest back. He's not the strongest, the fastest, but combination, anybody would take it.
Yeah.
He's going to run the ball to the right side. Now stop. He's going to head back to the left, and he's going to get into the end zone. Boy, he scores a lot of two-point conversions, and they're perfect on him tonight with the Rockport Blue Jays up 32-0 here with 5:25 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recap presented by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That's Jake and Tosh Arm Connect. Let them help you protect your future. It is a 37-yard run by Corbin Jacob, the quarterback for Rockport, a three-play 69-yard drive. He ran in the two-point conversion, and that puts our score at 32-0 here in quarter number two. Kickoff back to the 4-yard line. Mount City's got it there. 10, 15, a little running room. 20, coming back out of there with the football from Mount City. That time, I think, was Kane Durr. And Durr will be out to about the 21-yard line. Is that 18? That's 18 again. All right.
18 again.
All right. We're gonna get some new uniforms. Big, great big print.
I don't know anybody to contact about that.
I know. Herman, on the return, Heath, a sophomore, did a nice job. Got it back out to the 21-yard line. All right, Rockport on the defense with a 32-0 lead. Mound City with the football at their own 21-yard line here. 5:16 to work in this first half. Panthers come over the football. Oh, here we go. We've got a center, a guard. We got a motion man who was probably a lineman that didn't ever get set. No timeout. Mound City. I don't know what they called, but I'm not sure I'm not the only one in the state that didn't know what they called.
There's more people there confused than just you and I, John.
Time out, Mound City. They trail 32-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Time out taken by the Mound City Panthers here, trailing 32-0 to the Rockport Blue Jays here tonight at Seglinski Field. Beautiful night for football as we are getting to our fall weather. Warm in the days, but it's cooled off enough at night. It's pleasant sitting here. All right, we're going to have two receivers on either side of the field. This time we got three linemen in the middle and a quarterback in a shotgun. That's Henry Smith, the freshman. He'll bring a man in motion across, fake a little push forward with the football. Smith keeps it and gets pushed out of bounds at around the 25-yard line. Gain of about four on the play.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. You're invited to a community chamber coffee at Community Medical Center in Falls City on Friday, October 18th from 9 to 10 a.m. Walk the CMC Nature Trail honoring cancer survivors and loved ones lost. There'll be refreshments and giveaways. And you're invited to wear pink as well as make signs and place on the trail naming family and friends you want to honor. The Pink Out Day and Walk the CMC Nature Trail is Friday, October 18th from 9 to 10 a.m. in conjunction with the Community Chamber Coffee at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3. This is Sunny 101.3.
glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
I want to share with you about the amazing skilled care services at Nemaha County Hospital. Whether you or someone you love is recovering from surgery or needs specialized care like IV antibiotics, stroke rehab, or wound care, they can help. Nemaha County Hospital is here to help you get back on your feet with services from joint replacement recovery to diabetic teaching. Give them a call today and learn how they can support your recovery. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a special event? Don't let unexpected surprises ruin your big day. With SBS Insurance, protect your wedding, retirement party, graduation, or fundraiser with confidence. From unforeseen weather cancellations to liability coverage, we've got you covered. Enjoy peace of mind and focus on creating memories. Call SBS Insurance today for a quote.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6 year old? Sign them up for the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. Starting October 14th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and effective bully defense, and it boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assist with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
SureAg LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit SureAg LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Mountain City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mountain City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt, Mountain City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mountain City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mountain City.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mountain City would like to wish the Mountain City Panthers success in today's game. The Mountain City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mountain City today.
Most people agree it feels good to feel clean. Community Medical Center in Falls City is celebrating and honoring their housekeeping staff as they were recently rated as the top hospital in the nation with 5-star cleanliness. Community Medical Center knows how critical it is for healthcare facilities to maintain a properly clean and infection-free facility and is proud to be the only hospital in the area to receive this top 5-star cleanliness award from Becker's Healthcare. CMC, taking care of you down to every last detail. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind you about the importance of proactive care. Regular self-exams and routine mammograms are critical in detecting breast cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't put off scheduling mammograms. Early detection can save your life. Together, we can make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6-year-old? Sign them up for the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. Starting October 14th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and effective bully defense, and it boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assist with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seed build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Mound City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mound City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt,
Mound City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mound City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mound City.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
You're invited to a community chamber coffee at Community Medical Center in Falls City on Friday, October 18th from 9 to 10 a.m. Walk the CMC Nature Trail honoring cancer survivors and loved ones lost. There'll be refreshments and giveaways. And you're invited to wear pink as well as make signs and place on the trail naming family and friends you want to honor. The Pink Out Day and Walk the CMC Nature Trail is Friday, October 18th from 9 to 10 a.m. in conjunction with the Community Chamber Coffee at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you too will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
I want to share with you about the amazing skilled care services at Nemaha County Hospital. Whether you or someone you love is recovering from surgery or needs specialized care like IV antibiotics, stroke rehab, or wound care, they can help. Nemaha County Hospital is here to help you get back on your feet with services from joint replacement recovery to diabetic teaching. Give them a call today and learn how they can support your recovery. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
In our rural farming communities, sharing the road means watching out for slow-moving farm equipment and recreational vehicles. Stay alert, keep your distance, and drive with caution. Let's make our country roads safer for everyone. As we approach harvest season, SBS Insurance wants to remind everyone to drive safe and aware.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6-year-old? Sign them up for the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts in Falls City. Starting October 14th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and effective bully defense, and it boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bath Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bath Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Bath Global Solutions is committed to excellence and providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
We're on? Okay, are we on? Okay, good evening again, Reverend Siglinski Field of Mound City. We apologize for our technical problems tonight. We just can't quite get them figured out. It's halftime here in Siglinski Field. Rockport has taken a 38-0 lead over the Mound City Panthers here at Siglinski Field tonight. They're just Rockport running scores. I mean, they're having Corey Miles here was to run a Mount St. Corey. They're averaging 60-some points a game, and they're just a load on both sides of the ball this year.
Yeah, they had some really good athletes.
Turned all the way down.
Oh, there we go. We had some real, they were some really good athletes in the backfield, at the end position. And their linemen are
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, BRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices.
Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Mound City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mound City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt, Mound City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mound City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mound City.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Most people agree, it feels good to feel clean. Community Medical Center in Fall City is celebrating and honoring their housekeeping staff as they were recently rated as the top hospital in the nation with 5-star cleanliness. Community Medical Center knows how critical it is for healthcare facilities to maintain a properly clean and infection-free facility and is proud to be the only hospital in the area to receive this top 5-star cleanliness award from Becker's Healthcare. CMC, taking care of you down to every last detail. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind you about the importance of proactive care. Regular self-exams and routine mammograms are critical in detecting breast cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't put off scheduling mammograms. Early detection can save your life. Together, we can make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a special event? Don't let unexpected surprises ruin your big day. With SBS Insurance, protect your wedding, retirement party, graduation, or fundraiser with confidence. From unforeseen weather cancellations to liability coverage, we've got you covered. Enjoy peace of mind and focus on creating memories. Call SBS Insurance today for a quote.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6 year old? Sign them up for the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Starting October 14th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and effective bully defense, and it boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Moogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group, direct written premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
SureAg LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit SureAg LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Mound City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mound City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt, Mound City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mound City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mound City.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
You're invited to a community chamber coffee at Community Medical Center in Falls City on Friday, October 18th from 9 to 10 a.m. Walk the CMC Nature Trail honoring cancer survivors and loved ones lost. There'll be refreshments and giveaways. And you're invited to wear pink as well as make signs in place on the trail naming family and friends you want to honor. The Pink Out Day and Walk the CMC Nature Trail is Friday, October 18th from 9 to 10 a.m. in conjunction with the Community Chamber Coffee at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Welcome back to Seglinski Field, everybody. Once again, here we are fighting technology tonight, and we may have it whipped. We'll see. Hopefully. Don't know why we have it whipped, but we may have it whipped. We start the fourth quarter here. Mound City is trailing the Rockport Blue Jays. There are two teams in the state, 46-8. We have a running clock situation. It's Mound City football. Split back set. They have it first and 10, and we run a play to the right side. Carrying the football is going to be the Panther quarterback. That was Creighton Ralph, and Creighton didn't find a lot of running room that time. It'll be second down and 12. Both teams, Mound City, finally got on the board there in that third quarter on a touchdown run, I believe, by Ralph. We continue to fight with the with the technology. I lost everything, all the stuff we normally do. But at any rate, Mound City has a football, second down and 12. There are two backs in the backfield here. Ball snap, turn, hand the ball off. Creighton Ralph will hand the ball. And coming forward with it is Kane Durr. And Kane just finds nowhere to go. Corey Miles, that bunch up front for Rockport, when we've been able to be on night, we've talked about them. They are an outstanding bunch up front. They're tough.
Yeah, very tough, very physical. Doing a really good job with that Mound City offensive line. Mound City offensive line's having a hard time.
Well, they took a timeout. We'll keep it here this time, too. Our presenting sponsor of the broadcast is Bruna Imbland County. Bruna Imbland, Case IH here in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. See Bruna Imbland. They also serve you from five locations in northeast Kansas. We face now third down and 14 for Mound City. When we get play resumed here in this fourth quarter. Next week, the Panthers headed down to South Holt. Corey, that's not going to be easy, but South Holt, they suffered some tough injuries a couple weeks when they played Rockport. They lost their outstanding quarterback, Cole Menster, I think, probably for the rest of the year, it sounds like. And I think they've possibly had some more injuries since then. Boy, it's been a tough year. Been a lot of injuries around. I know Mount City suffered a bunch of issues. Some concussions, things like that. Just it's been a tough year.
Yeah, it has. A lot of schools have been having some injuries. And, you know, that unfortunately that's part of the game of football, but you hope that kids can just enjoy it and not have injuries to deal with. But it's a lot of injuries going around this year.
So here comes the Panthers with the football on third down and 13. Ralph will call the snap count. The backs are split in the backfield. Chauncey Brown not in the lineup tonight for Mount City. He's one of those injured players for the Panthers. Turn, give the ball off, carrying the football forward that time for the Panthers. I believe that was Heath Bierman. Is that 18?
Yeah, Heath Bierman in the backfield with Kane Durr. And good strong run, but again, that defensive line for Rockport, just too tough up front.
They're just getting the penetration, just nowhere for the backs to go by the time they get the ball. The defense is on them. 10.5 to play here in the ball game. Minor court drops back to receive a punt here for Rockport. And Ralph will punt it away, soccer-style move. Ball takes a bounce, and Minor is going to pick it up. Two defenders, he's able to get by them. He gets to the right sideline to midfield, taken down on the Panther 34-yard line. So up 46-8. You know what, Clint, I understand that young man, he's an outstanding ball player, wants to pick that ball up. And this is a dangerous way to play sports, thinking about injuries. But at that point, maybe leave that ball go. You don't need that for your side from Rockport right now.
Yeah, not something that you want him to get injured down the stretch. You know, you got an undefeated season going. And good chance to make a little run down the playoffs. Don't need to get a guy like him injured here at this point in the game.
I think I saw Westy Anther in there at quarterback, number one.
Looks like, yeah.
Anther in there back, two of them on the right side of him. He'll hand the ball straight forward, so we're going to have new fresh numbers in there. And there at one of the ends is Case Millsap for Rockport. The handoff goes right side. It is no gain for the back that time. I think Chance Hayes in there at the back, sophomore. Also in the ball game, Desmond Cheney, another sophomore for the Blue Jays.
Logan Ellis, it looks like a freshman running back for the Blue Jays as well.
All right, snap count by Anther being called. Turns, hands the ball off. We're on the right side. We have Logan Ellis, freshman. Ellis gets around the right end for short yardage. He'll pick up a yard or so. It'll bring up third down and long now for Rockport. And this is how you build a program. You get a lead, you get your young players in. Then Rockport's got a bunch of young players. Good mix of upperclassmen and young players.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Evansville, it's tough to get a JV schedule.
I think we've only played a handful of quarters of our JV schedule this year so far.
Makes it really tough. You don't have so many kids to play. You don't want to play your varsity players on JV. Just put them in wide to the left. Shotgun set, back to pass, Anther looking, being chased, gets away, fires it. He had a man open, would have been well short of the first down anyway. Pass intended over there on the far side. It might have been that Gibbards, 88.
Couldn't tell if that was him or Camden McEnany.
Might have been McEnany that time. I think Gibbards is down the field further. So now it's fourth down and 9. The ball at the Mound City 35-yard line. Again, Anther. I can see why so many quarterbacks could also be cross-country runners. put on a lot of miles going to get plays from the sideline, back and forth. In the backfield is McEnany on the left side of the quarterback. Shotgun set, receiver to the right, high snap. Tipped up, quarterback grabs it, being chased, fires it over, and caught by Ellis.
Great.
He's got room, but
Ellis.
Good coverage by the Panther defense there. They sniffed that out well. Once they got great pressure on the quarterback, he was able to get it away. Caught, and then a big play by the defense not to give up a big score or a big play. In their defensively for the Panthers that time, Kane Durr. And the other player is suffering from the famous cramp, the Charlie horse.
Yep.
Nothing quite like it.
Is.
Nothing like a Charlie horse.
No.
So the clock does stop with the player down. They're going to tend to him. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
Looks like Grady Knapp, maybe.
We welcome you back here to Siglinski Field with 6:46 to play. We've got a Panther with a leg cramp, or a Charlie horse looks like, out there on the field. They're trying to stretch that thing out. See, this is better. I always get these at 3 in the morning. And nothing wake you up faster than that 3 a.m. cramp in your calf.
Yeah.
And make you want to scream loudly, but not wake anybody else up.
This has been one of those games, John, where we've had some injuries and you hate to see it. And this just cramps a little bit different, but
mm-hmm.
A lot of stoppage of play tonight. And unfortunately, our listeners didn't get to hear a lot of that because of the technical difficulties. But
so up off the ground now, I believe it's Grady Knapp, wasn't it? Freshman.
Yeah.
Grady's up. Off to the sideline. hydrating. And now the clock will resume on Snap here.
Kind of like our announcer was saying, suggesting some pickle juice to get that cramp.
That might work. Boy, you get a free weekend. No Chiefs this weekend? Holy cow.
No Chiefs, now the poor Royals are done. So.
Yeah, no Royal, no Chiefs for me, no Nebraska. It's going to be... My wife has a whole list of things for me to do, unfortunately. Here's an option to the right side. Nice play. Panther quarterback Ralph comes around the right side. He'll be up very close to a first down on that play.
Great job of John Gard with a block out here on the outside to free up Ralph.
Second and one. John Gard, second time we've seen the Panthers play this year. He has played well both times. Sophomore, bright future for the Panthers here. Approach the football with 6:10 to play. Fourth quarter, 46-8, Rockport with the lead. Here they show blitz. Ralph says, no, somebody get him. And Ralph back, inside handoff. That's Durr taking the left side. He's got room to run at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Panthers. With 5:50 to go in quarter number 4. Mound City on the board. We're about 35 yards out. A nice play by Kane Durr.
Yeah, it was a great run. Good blocking by Panthers up front. Quick little trap play to the fullback and well executed.
The backs always look good, but they don't do it without the line play up front. The only time they get any credit is when they do something wrong. 46-14. Clock stopped now for the 2-point drive of the Panthers. And Rob going to turn. He's going to throw it into the end zone. It is caught. Good for the 2-point try for Mound City. Was that Meadows on the catch?
Yep.
Okay.
August Meadows
with the catch, and it's now 46-16. Rockport with the lead. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
46-16, the scoring drive recap is up by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Let Jake Ratosh Arm Connect help you out and protect your future. That was about a 35-yard run that time for the Panthers. Kander on the run around the left side, and then a pass from Ralph. Good for the 2-point conversion as he throws the ball to August Meadows, and it's now 46-16. Rockport keeping the lead. And time for the Panther kickoff here.
Looks like John Gard teeing it up this time.
John's ready. It's a roller up the field, and it's fielded by the shortstop at the 31-yard line. Jumping on top of that football, hanging on there with Wesley Hamthor. Homecoming tonight at Mound City. They had the festivities before the game. Avery McDonald, homecoming queen. August Meadows, the homecoming king. You had a daughter, homecoming queen candidate.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Pretty exciting.
What happened to the little girl that was here when I started coming over here? That was just, you know, had to tag along.
She's all grown up now.
Holy cow. All right, here we go. Backs in the backfield with the quarterback, Hamster. He will fake the handoff. He will keep it. He's going to spin away from one tackler, and he will have a first down. He's still on his feet, and he breaks out of the pile. He's getting chased inside the 20 at the 10, and they finally knock him down at about the 9-yard line. Heck of a run by the quarterback, Wesley Hamster, for Rockport.
Yeah, great job. He had, looks like they kept, I don't know the terminology with the remote control, but the spin move and the juke
yeah.
With the Madden games. But pretty good job with Anther there. And picks up the first down, brings up first and goal from the Mount City 9-yard line.
The only I really remember about the Madden thing was turducken.
There you go.
And six-legged turkeys on Thanksgiving. All right, it'll be first and goal now for Rockport from the Mount City 9. The ball on the left hash mark as they go to the north end zone, right to left as we look at it. Hand off to Logan Ellis. He skirts outside. He steps out of one tackle, steps out of a second. The first guy got up, hit him again, brought him down. That's a hard run for about a yard.
Yeah. Good job, Mount City. Keep him contained right there, keep him in check and making a tackle. But, you know, Ellis showing some good moves there as well. That's another freshman out there along with their freshman quarterback.
You try to Mount City. They're not quitting by any means. They're still out there giving everything they got. So here we come over the football again. Receiver wide to the right. And the ball straight forward. And running inside the five will be the Rockport ball carrier, Logan Ellis again. He'll be inside the five, down to around the 1 or 2 yard line with 4:10 to play here in quarter number four. Panthers, let's see.
Kate Gillenwater coming in to replace Jacob Hall on the line.
Third and goal from the 2. Panther calls a snap, count a running back behind him. He'll give him the ball and going forward towards the end zone, but knocked down short again. Logan Ellis, Mount City defense, trying to keep him out of that goal line or away from it. They'll be fourth down and goal from about just inside the 1, probably. Clock continues to run, 3:30 to play here in quarter number 4. Coach Dalton Jones sends play in for Rockport. He's done a nice job with his team this year.
He has
6-0 at this point. One of, I think, 5 teams in 8-man football in Missouri undefeated going in tonight. And the snap over the quarterback's head, and he dives on the football back to the 15. And Mount City will indeed turn away the Rockport Blue Jays with 3 minutes to go. And we'll change the possession. Panthers will take over first and 10. At their own 15-yard line. So Panthers get it back for one more shot here. Try to see if they can get something going. A lot of football next week. 2 games on Sunny 101.3 Thursday and Friday, and 2 over on sister station KTNC on Thursday and Friday next week. Split back set, first and 10 for the Panthers. The turn and the give off to Durr. He runs that left side. That one of his favorite little plays. So they got him around the jersey, held on to help got there, and he'll have a short gain around that left side.
Yeah, another good job again by the younger Rockport team out there on defense, keeping contained and keeping that gain to a minimum 4 yards.
Actually, yeah, 4 yard gain. So line did a pretty good job. They moved the defensive line back a little bit. That didn't look like he had a big gain there, but 4 yards is okay. All right, here we go. Split back set again. 2nd and 6 now. Quarterback's going to hand it straight up the middle, and a first down for Mount City as the ball goes straight forward with the carry. Again, it's going to be Kane Durr. He'll be out to the 25-yard line. So I see you're turning your former Mount City students into high school football officials. Young lady, played basketball, I remember out here, refereeing tonight or officiating with her dad.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see Deanna Clayton out there from one of our state championship basketball teams under Derek Petty, 2018, I think.
Split back set, 1st and 10, toss the ball back, running the right side, coming around the corner. Once again for Mount City will be Kane Durr. Kane will be taken out of bounds over here on the near side and around the 29-yard line. Clock at 1:25. Had the running clock since the halftime break.
Mm-hmm.
Panthers, let's see, into the game, Calvin Knowles, junior, offensive lineman. Not on guard, still in there. Now we split the backs with a minute to go. Second down, six. Ball dropped, picked up, and it's going to belong to... let's see.
Rockport, looks like.
Yep, Rockport fell on the football. Trying to jump onto a Creighton route, just couldn't get back on it, so Rockport would get the football. With a 46-16 lead with under a minute to go here in quarter number four tonight at Siglinski Field in Mound City. Game number seven, getting ready for the football season. It takes forever. You get them first two or three weeks when it's hot and miserable, and you go, why are we here when it's this hot? And then you, all of a sudden, it's almost over.
Yeah.
You go, wow.
Hard to believe there's only 2 weeks left in the Missouri regular season.
Timeout call by Rockport with less than a minute to go. We'll take a break with them. We're back in Mound City after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
54 seconds left in this one. With all the interruptions on because of our technical difficulties, I didn't get to some of the stuff I planned to talk about. Including volleyball for Mound City next week. West Nottoway and East Ashton, they're both coming to town. You can play at home?
Yeah, get to play both games at home this week. I think our volleyball coaches are happy they don't have to get on a bus.
New floor, ready to go.
Yep.
All right, in the backfield, the quarterback for Rockport is knocked down. Back, I think he got the ball away there to that time. To his back, that was Logan Ellis. Ellis found nowhere to go. He's tackled for a four-yard loss at the left hash with 34 seconds to go. The Rockport will need to run one more play here, I believe.
Max Smith with a great play, a defensive end, freshman from Mound City, making the play in the backfield.
Reed Ellis, a quarterback. Well, he looks like he's the tallest Blue Jay player out there. He's a tall drink of water. He takes the ball to the left side. He keeps it. He breaks through one tackle, and he is going to fight his way down inside the 15 to around the 11 or 12-yard line, taken out of bounds there. So as we got back under 35, the clock is stopping again, I see.
Yep.
I forget.
Actually, Missouri's 45, John. I don't know.
35, they run the clock. Oh, 45?
Well,
I thought 35 you can run and 45 you can stop if you want to, is what I thought.
That's a good question. I've changed so much since I quit. since I wasn't AD, I guess.
I understand.
My fault there.
I understand. It's even worse when you cross state lines.
I'm sure.
Try to figure out what's going on. Here's a snap, and a knee is taken by Rockport, and that's going to end our game, our final score tonight. It's going to be the Rockport Blue Jays, 46, and the Mount City Panthers, 16. Rockport improves to 7-0 on the year. Mound City now will be 2-5 on the season. We'll come back and wrap this up after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
I want to share with you about the amazing skilled care services at Nemaha County Hospital. Whether you or someone you love is recovering from surgery or needs specialized care like IV antibiotics, stroke rehab, or wound care, they can help. Nemaha County Hospital is here to help you get back on your feet with services from joint replacement recovery, to diabetic teaching. Give them a call today and learn how they can support your recovery. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Seglinski Field in Mount Sierra. Our final score tonight is 46-16. The win goes to the Rockport Blue Jays. Our wrap-up brought to you by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home and they're far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, with all the fun we had tonight here with my all of my equipment, I don't have a lot of stats, but Rockport came out. They dominated the game early on in the first half, got up 38-0 at halftime, got us to a running clock situation. Of course, it's easy to see why they're ranked number two in Missouri 8-man football. They're a stout team, and maybe a year ahead of schedule.
Yeah, they're playing a lot of young guys. I know the quarterback, Corbin Jacobs, is a senior, but they have some good young guys, some good sophomores that are out there playing, but they got a good mix. Their defensive and offensive lines are key to that offense and defense, and they're a very dominant team, and just look forward to watching them down the road, see how they progress.
And your Panthers, they're, as we said, they're not quitting. They're playing hard. They're doing some good things. Once you get a couple more games next week, South Polk, a good team, but a team that's kind of banged up, what I understand. I forget the last week, but still lots to play for the Panthers here as they finish up the regular season and get into the districts in a couple weeks now.
Yeah, and I think our team is a good mix. We got some young guys and some older guys, and they're working hard, and they're getting better at their positions. We just been dinged up with some injuries this year, and you know, maybe we can finish the season strong. We got a couple games that are games that we could win both of them, and you know, feel better going into the playoffs at the end of the year, and see how things progress.
Well, that's going to wrap it up tonight. Cornelius, we thank you for joining us here, and Rockport, Mount City fans, I apologize for all the problems tonight. We'll try to do better next time. We got Mount City next Friday night down at South Holt, and I think next week we also see Rockport and East Atchison, possibly. I think they play next week. I think that game is on the air, too. I forget which night is which. I think that's Thursday, possibly. So stay tuned. We'll have those games coming up for you. More Missouri 8-man football. Corey, thank you, and good night, everybody, from Mount City.
Yeah, John, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Sunny 101.3.